Audio Guide Conillera Lighthouse. The lighthouse was opened on the 19th of November 1857. The original project was drawn up by the civil engineer Emili Pou in 1855 with a total budget of 152,396 with 25 reales. Andrés Rosés was the contractor. It has a nominal range of 18 nautical miles with a light pattern consisting of 4 white flashes every 20 seconds. The tower stands 18 meters tall and the focal plane is situated at 85 meters above sea level. It was the first lighthouse to be built by the civil engineer Emili Pou and was opened as a second order lighthouse with a circular base. At the beginning of the 20th century, 2 lateral pavilions were added in order to make life more comfortable for the 3 lighthouse keepers and their families who lived on the island. By coincidence, the lighthouse is situated on the area of the island known as Cap Blanc, the same as the one of the lighthouses at the Bay of Palma, but it has always been known as Conillera Lighthouse. In emergencies where the lighthouse keepers or a member of their families had to be evacuated from the island, they would make signals using a mirror in the daytime or lighting bonfires at night so that the seamen at the port of Sant Antoni manning the supply skiff would come to their aid as quickly as possible. The lighthouse was fully automated in 1971 using a system fueled by acetylene gas, and since then there have been no lighthouse keepers living on the island. It still conserves the original optic from 1971 but now uses 70-watt discharge lamps. In 1995, the lighthouse was converted to turn on solar power. The lighthouse is located with the Esvedrà, Esvendranell, and Illots de Ponent Nature Reserve and enjoys a high degree of environmental protection.